This is 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station, and a little bit of more emphasis than normal on that word community today as we welcome in Brianna Kelly from On the Ground Ypsilanti. It is a project from Concentrate Media. Good morning.
Good morning.
And tell us again, give us that same 30,000-foot overview we do each week. Let us know why you're here and what the project entails.
I'm the project manager for On the Ground Ypsi, so I'm serving as a community reporter embedded in Ypsi, keeping my ear to the ground and looking out for interesting or important stories, the issues that people are concerned about or the people who are inspiring others. We're really trying to kind of change the narrative and bring some positive news about Ypsi.
All right, and you're at concentratemedia.com. We can also find you on Facebook. And, of course, we link over to your articles at WEMU.org and through our Facebook page as well. So lots of ways to find you. What's a way we can get to you in person? Where's the community newsroom at today?
We are at a new location at Hope Clinic from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
All right, so Hope Clinic, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. today. And you can participate through Facebook as well if you can't get out there live, right?
Right. Yeah, we've got our Facebook Live interviews every week.
All right, so we got the business stuff out of the way. What was the topic this week?
Ypsi's artist community.
Well, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. All right, so did you meet some creative folks?
I did.
Awesome, and you've brought a creative person with you today, and introduce your guest.
I've got Elise Jacobson with me. She's the program director of First Friday's Ypsilanti and the co-founder of Ypsi Alloy Studios.
Good morning, Elise.
Good morning.
Thanks for being on WEMU, and thanks for being a part of this On the Ground Ypsilanti project. I know a lot of folks in Ypsi are excited that there's some good positive stories coming out of Ypsilanti. So what was your experience working with Brianna like before we start talking about the nitty-gritty of what you do?
I really love that there is news coming out that cares about what's going on in Ypsilanti and giving a positive light to everything.
So obviously you care about Ypsi. I mean, you're involved in things that promote activities on Ypsilanti. So give me a summary. What's your basic motivation? Why do you think people should be paying attention to Ypsilanti?
I think that Ypsilanti has a lot of great artists, businesses, residents, and a lot of people that are kind of doing things themselves and promoting themselves. And I think people should be paying attention because there's a lot of cool things happening here.
We hear a lot about the arts community in Ypsilanti. I know it's obviously driven by those that are creating. What kind of artists are coming here? What is Ypsilanti drawing into its core?
The artists that are in Ypsilanti are the ones that started this momentum, and there are artists that are attending EMU that are looking in out into Ypsilanti and seeing that cool things are happening, and they're sticking around. And I think at this point, yeah, there are artists that are coming from outside of Ypsilanti, such as Ann Arbor. It's more affordable for Ann Arbor artists to have studios here and elsewhere, too. We're just drawing a whole lot of interesting folk here.
So you see a lot of artists that are from the Ypsi core staying here or, you know, coming from outside communities and coming here. Is there a vein that you could identify as something that identifies Ypsilanti art? I mean, is there a particular topic or a thread, not just even in the visual arts, but in the performing arts? Is there really a sentimentality or emotionality that exists in a lot of the art being created in Ypsilanti?
Ypsilanti is a place where it's kind of like a strange little utopia where you can create things and make weird things, and it's all right to do that. That's one of the reasons why I stayed in Ypsilanti when I moved here to go to EMU, is because there were weird little things going on. I don't know.
It's a freedom of expression.
Yeah. There's
without judgment.
Yeah, I think that's definitely it. There's fine artists here. There's performing artists. There's you know, people that like to do live painting, and like First Fridays is a great place to promote live painting, and chalk artists, and I don't know. There's all sorts of.
We talked to a puppeteer.
Yeah.
You put me in touch with him?
It's not just constrained to what people would view as traditional art forms either. You kind of branch out into maybe even some avant-garde areas. I mean, you mentioned puppeteers. I'm not considering puppeteering to be avant-garde, but the live painting. I mean, tell me about that. What is the community support here? I mean, are people in Ypsi really digging that there's this creative expression going on in our community?
Oh, yeah. I mean, live painting is something that's been going on in Ypsilanti for a while, that different groups like Community Rebirth and First Fridays Ypsilanti have been promoting, and it's, you know, offering. Also, the Music and Arts Guild in Ypsilanti is also doing live painting. It's just people really love to watch people make art live, and people love doing it and competing for a prize. Even if it's, you know, a free t-shirt, they will compete. And we just had a live painting session at the Festival of the Honeybee, and everyone is doing a honeybee theme, but it was super cool.
Everybody's own interpretation of what that even means, right?
Yeah.
What's your medium? What's your what is your particular art of choice?
I graduated from EMU with a sculpture degree. I am mostly working with wood, and I would love to work more with metal, but we're working on getting facilities for that.
It sounds like one of the major differences in this community is, and this is, forgive the metaphor here, but we don't want to just see the sausage. We actually want to see how the sausage is made when it comes to arts here. Is that something you'd agree with in Ipsy? And I know, and I did that actually purposely a little bit of a weird example, because it fits very well with our community here.
I think that fits great with Ipsilani, that metaphor.
Brianna, was that your take, too, from meeting some of the key figures in our arts community here?
Yeah.
Everybody's dumbfounded. Everybody's shocked into silence over my sausage in the arts metaphor. But I think it really does exemplify that there's a difference between supporting artists by going to high-scale places to buy art and supporting artists by actually supporting the venues and the means by which they're creating the art that they're inspired to make.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think one of the great ways to support the arts here, too, is creating spaces for where artists can create and show their work, which is one of the things Elisa's doing with Ipsy Alloy Studios.
Cool. So tell us a little bit about that. What's your goal there?
So Ipsy Alloy Studios came out of a need. I'm running that space with Alana Hooten and Jessica Tenbush, who are also from EMU grads. We started, I believe, two and a half years ago. And basically the whole purpose of the space is to have affordable workspace for mainly 3D artists. We have 2D artists too, but when you're a 3D artist, you need a table saw, you need a bandsaw, you need a welder,
you need space.
You need all this stuff. And I mean, who can really afford that? It's like, you know, you need that sort of thing. So what we offer is like little 8x10 studio spaces for people to rent out and have their personal space, but they also have access to a wood shop and a ceramics area and a metals place and small metals. It's just sharing that space and making it accessible for everybody and making it affordable, because there's not really a whole lot like that around here.
So, Brianna, what was the common thread for you? I mean, what were you seeing when you were talking to artists in our community?
Well, affordability was a big theme, you know, having affordable spaces not only to create but also to live and to show your work. Another one was just the amount of spaces in which to do those things in Ipsy. That was a theme. Lynn Settle said she really wants to see RAC, Riverside Arts Center, come through with being the hub for arts in Ipsy, so artists have a designated place where they can go to get help and connect to other artists, you know, maybe learn some skills or fill in kind of some of those gaps that they're missing in their, you know, career as an artist.
You mentioned that you wanted to at least do more with your studio space, expand, you know, maybe offer tools to enter into different media. Where does the funding for that come from? How are you guys supported right now?
Well, we run on the rent that we collect from our tenants. We have 16 tenants, and the rent is super affordable. It's $190 a month, and we basically break even with our rent. So whatever tiny bit we get over that amount, we put in a pool to buy the next tool. So it's a really slow process. You know, it's not a lucrative business. It's not, but that's also not the point of us. We're not.
No.
I work, you know, two other jobs to help support it. We invite the artists that we do have to, if they want to share their tools, that's a huge resource. We've had people donate tools to us.
So it's like a good old-fashioned artist co-op.
It is, yeah, essentially.
Brianna, what else? What other spaces like that exist in Ypsilanti? I mean, are there lots of spots that are people are coming together to share resources, or is this just kind of a rarity still?
I feel like Ipsy Alloy Studios is pretty unique in what you guys are doing, but I also talked to Cage Michelle, brought up the fact that there are a lot of kind of hidden studio spaces in Ipsy, and I had the opportunity to go to one of those. I got to visit John Pappa's studio in Depot Town, and that was really cool. He showed me the whole space, and I was just like flabbergasted. My mouth was agape the whole time. It was really cool to see a place where someone has worked for several decades.
Where do we find you? Where can we find information about your studio?
Well, you can go to ipsyalloy.com. There is a list of all of our current artists and all of our past artists. We're also on Facebook, and we're posting on there and on Instagram, Ipsy Alloy Studios.
Well, thank you for being here today. Yep. Brianna, tell us again, Community Newsroom is...
Hope Clinic from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And next week, we're going to be 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Hope Clinic.
Okay, and where does your attention shift to after today? What are you looking at for us for the report for next week?
Oh, I'm working on a story about affordable housing through the Ypsilanti Housing Commission.
Awesome. So we'll look forward to that at concentratemedia.com. That's where you can follow along with all this great work. On the Ground Ypsilanti, WEMU is proud to partner with them as your community NPR station. Good morning.